and welcome to episode number 13. First of all, I just want to apologize for not releasing an episode this Monday. Me and Alice had some technical issues, so that's why. But to make it up to you, this episode is a little bit special. I'm in Stockholm right now at the EF, or Cultural Care Office, and unfortunately by myself without Alice. But I do have a very special guest with me today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm excited to get to know you and for the listeners to get to know you. So let's start. I was thinking maybe you should just start off by telling everyone a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do, you know.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Elin. I was an au pair in 2010 until 2011, and I was in Virginia, in Arlington, so it's really close to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And right now I am a full-time student, so I go to Stockholm University and I'm studying human resources, and I also have a part-time job, and that is a fitness manager instructor, so... So I do the schedule, and I'm recruiting instructors at a gym. Yeah, that's pretty much what
cool. What gym?
At Actic.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. I'm looking for a gym. That's why I was like, maybe I should start there.
Yeah.
Oh, you already told me where you live. You said Virginia?
Yeah, so it's in Virginia, and Arlington is a suburb pretty much to Washington, D.C., so it's like a 10-minute drive to Washington, D.C.
Did you ever go into Washington, D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? I never went there. I was in New York for a year, but I never went there.
Okay.
Kind of unfortunate, but that's all right. I'll go back. Why did you want to become an au pair?
I think... I don't know exactly why I decided to do it. It's probably when there was like a couple of people in our school telling us about that you could do it. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds great. I always wanted to explore the US and I love kids. I've always been working with kids. So I've been working at a daycare center or just babysitting kids in my neighborhood. So I was like, this sounds perfect. But also very scary.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to just leave everyone and everything and go. But wait, how old were you? Did you go after you graduated?
Yeah, I went when I was, let's see, I think I was 19. I was turning 20 when I was there.
Okay.
So about a year after I graduated, because I had to take my driver's license.
Right, yes.
But that was a good thing though.
Yeah, because then you have to do it. Yeah. You can't push it. You have to do it right away. That's cool. Do you remember like any special or your best memory from your time?
That's a hard question. I have so many good memories. Like my year there was definitely the best memory in my life.
Like the best year?
Yeah, definitely my best experience in life. But it was probably like all the traveling we did. I met two of my closest friends who also lives in Stockholm now. I met them there.
That's great.
So that's great. That's definitely a memory. And we went to a lot of different cities in the US. So we went to New York pretty much every second weekend when we were off, because it was so fun to be there. And we also went to like Toronto, we went, and we also went to Caribbean, and you know, we did a lot of traveling.
We were all over the place.
Yeah, definitely. It was so much fun.
Yeah. But that's, you should travel when you go. I think. I didn't really do, it wasn't that kind of a trip for me. I didn't really want to travel. And I was thinking if I want to go just for traveling, I'll do that another time. But then I lived in New York, so I kind of...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I understand that. But also, if you like start to travel, then you just want to have more.
Right,
so we were like
true.
Going to one city, and then we were like, oh, well, maybe we could go to California as well. So let's do this.
That's great. What's your favorite, holiday? Do you remember?
Mm, I think it's probably Christmas.
Christmas?
Because my host family, they loved Christmas. And they were all over the place. They were like buying so many presents and they have like,
and the
these
decorations.
Oh, yeah, right? Wow. And like the Christmas tree. I'm like, is this really a tree?
It's unreal. I've never seen as many gifts like in my entire life. And for my, I had two kids. And they probably got more gifts than I got in my entire life.
I have never gotten that many Christmas presents. And those weren't even
it's
my parents.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But it's that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun when you're with younger kids because they like still believe in everything. So,
oh, yeah.
That was an experience itself, the Christmas. If you look back now, how would you say that your au pair adventure developed you as a person today? Like both in your private life, but also in your professional life.
I'd say I was kind of shy before I went. And I remember all of my like closest friends, they were like, are you going there? Are you sure about this? Are you going on your own? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. So that's probably one thing, that I became a lot more outgoing and not, I wasn't scared before, but maybe I didn't take like the things I could do. I was more reserved.
Right.
So that's probably one thing, a lot more outgoing and social now. And that's probably something that I'm going to benefit from in my work life.
Do you also feel that you're more confident in yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And like things don't scare me that much anymore.
Right.
They're like, well, what? I moved to another country all by myself. Like this is not going to be a problem.
Right. That's true. And what about your professional life? Like
professional life? It's probably that I think I believe more in myself. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I could do this. This is not going to be a problem. And if it is, like, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Right, right. Well, that's good. What would you say was the biggest challenge, like, during your time there?
I think the biggest challenge is probably, because when you live in a family, you sort of like their kid, but also not. So it's like, I have a curfew, I have to be home at a specific time, right. Or you cannot consume alcohol, or, you know, be out on the weekends and doing whatever. You have to report to someone, which is also a good thing, because you have a really good connection, and you feel like you're a family member.
Right.
But when you're at that age, that was probably something that was really hard. And I remember my best friends, we were all, like, the biggest problems during the weekend was like, what are we gonna do? Are we gonna be at my place or at your place? Because you only had like one small room, maybe a TV, but it wasn't like you can invite a lot of friends over. So you wish you had like an own apartment on the weekends where you could just do your thing. Because when you're back home on the weekend, the kids want to play with you, so you sort of feel like you're working, but you're not.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. I would say that was kind of, not a problem, but a challenge for me, too. Like, to balance work and the private life, because you live, at your work. Work and live at the same place, so it's kind of hard to balance that sometimes, and it's hard to tell the kids no when they want to play and when they want to be with you. It's like, but it's... It's a good thing too, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. It's just hard.
You want that kind of relationship with the kids and the family,
exactly.
But at the same time, you want to be on your own. So
I remember my host mom. She was always like telling my youngest kid that she couldn't go in my bedroom during like a Saturday morning because she always sneaked in my bedroom. And was like, are you awake? But that was also a really cute thing for her to do. So I was like, it's fine. But
yeah, I can totally relate to that. Like the US compared to Sweden, it's a very different country. Did you experience any like big cultural crashes or cultural shocks?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things, but I think maybe the way people are, like they're so nice and friendly in the US. They say, sorry, excuse me, they talk to you. In Sweden, that's just so different.
Yeah, we don't really do that.
No, I remember.
Like, oh, don't talk to me.
It hit me like a wall when I got back. Because when I was at the airport going back to Stockholm for my year, I was having a lot of suitcases, like five mm-hmm. suitcases with my life in there, and I had skis and stuff, and in the American airport, everyone was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Do you want to help? I can carry your luggage. And you were like, oh, thanks, that's so nice. And when I got to Sweden and in Stockholm, they just thought I was annoying and, you know, in the way. And they were like, excuse me, why do you have that many bags? Like, you're in the way at the baggage claim. I'm like, sorry.
So that's definitely a difference. And I remember I reacted to it when I was there, like my first day in the US. And in the morning, I was going out for a morning run mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. And I didn't really know the neighborhood. So I was like, okay, I just take this main street, run 5 kilometers and then five kilometers back.
Right.
And there were so many people like, hi, good morning, how are you on my run? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know you guys.
I know that no one would ever do that here.
No, definitely not.
Ever. And I was thinking, like talking about that, when you go into the cities and stuff, people are always coming up to you and like, they're talking to you and they want to get to know it. If you tell them that you're from another country, they're like, oh my God, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Who are you? Like,
oh yeah, definitely.
And here, no one would really bother to
you. No. And you just had to, if you were like, picking up your phone, looking at a map, mm-hmm. there are like 10 people there.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Here in Sweden, people are like, oh gosh, she needs help.
Oh,
I better go.
I'll just look the other
way. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I love that about the US.
Yeah.
And most other countries too, like in Europe mm-hmm. and everywhere in the world. I don't know.
And the kids too, they're so nice. Like they always say thank you or may I have that?
Right.
It's not like that here.
No, not really. Okay, what else? What expectations did you have before you went? And do you feel like, because you have a lot of expectations when you go, do you feel like those expectations were fulfilled? Like,
yeah, they were definitely fulfilled and they were a lot better. But I remember when I first got there, like the first week, I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be like this. It's a new family. I have no friends. Like, I have to learn everything. And I remember just like the thing, like the house. I've just seen a couple of pictures.
Right.
But things like my host family is really messy. Like, they have stuff everywhere. Yeah, kind of just messy all around. And I'm not like that. And that's probably why they picked me. They're like, we need someone who organizes our family here. But stuff like that. I was like, oh my gosh, they're so messy. Am I going to live in this family? But that was really good for me too.
Cool. Okay. If I would ask you, why do you think you should become an au pair? Like, if you should tell the listeners or anyone, why should you become an au pair?
I'd say because if you're thinking about it, you're going to regret if you don't.
Right.
Like, the worst thing that could happen is that you go there, you don't feel satisfied or whatever, and you just go back. Like, that's the worst scenario. You have to go back.
Right.
It's nothing worse than that. And you're definitely going to regret it if you don't. I have so many friends that were thinking about it but never did it because they thought the process was too complicated or whatever. And then they always tell me now, like, oh, I so should have gone. Your year looks so fantastic. You had so much fun.
Right.
So go.
Yeah. That's what me and Alex always says. Go. Just go.
Yeah.
Because it is... I mean, you said it was the best year of your life.
Definitely.
So far, and same for me, same for Alice. Most people say that, so just go, please.
And usually, like, the small things that concerns you before you go, like, mm-hmm. are you going to make new friends? Are you going to like the host family? Those things will solve themselves.
Right.
If you don't like the host family, then you're going to change to the one that you like. Yeah. It's not that complicated.
And like you said, worst case...
Go home.
Go home.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, awesome. Okay, I have 6 like quick questions.
Okay.
So you just have to pick one. Soccer or American football?
Soccer. My host kids played soccer, so I was in like every game they had.
Did you ever go to an American football game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Do you understand it?
No. Like, my host dad spent, I think, maybe 2 hours explaining, like drawing pictures and stuff. And he's like, do you get it now? Like, no,
I
sorry.
I remember my second day at the family. they put me in the car and we drove for like 3 hours to go to like this huge college football game. And I was like, oh my God, is this for real? Like, and that was a college game. And I was like, oh my God. And we were there for hours and hours and hours. And they were just running back and forth. And I was like, I don't really understand anything.
I looked at like the share leaders and the dance.
Right,
I was like, that's
right.
Cool.
But it's a cool thing to do and to see. It's
definitely.
Like everything around it. Okay, Öresundsbron here in Sweden, or the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Well, it's going to be the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
That's not a hard choice.
Okay, the Swedish dish, makaroner och falukorv, or mac and cheese?
I don't eat meat, so I probably have to say mac and cheese.
Okay, same here.
Yeah.
4th of July or midsummer?
Midsummer. I just love midsummer.
Okay, kanelbulle, which is kind of like a cinnamon, right?
Yeah.
Or donuts?
I'd say kanelbulle. I don't like donuts.
Okay, last one. Stockholm or New York?
New York. Yeah.
Obviously, right?
Yeah. I love Stockholm, but no, not that much.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you. Thank you so much for coming and for answering all my questions. So nice to get to know you.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. If you guys want to know more about Elin, you can read about her on Cultural Care's website, culturalcare.com or .com. And you can also find a link to the website at their Facebook page. And she's also, for all you Swedish listeners, you can read about her in the latest, version?
Issue,
that's what you say. Issue in the Swedish magazine Solo. So go check it out and read about her year. Me and Alice will be back on Monday with another episode in English, I think. So stay tuned and I'll see you Monday. Bye!
Bye!